Now, it's amazing how God uses certain events and certain individuals to make known his saints. Let me introduce you to Mr. Patrick Norton, who over the past couple of years has been working hard to make known the story of a Minnesota nun whose story of love and sacrifice continues to touch and inspire hearts around the world. Now, how did all this come to be? Well, the story goes like this. One day, Mr. Patrick Norton was painting an image of Our Lady by the grotto, and he told Our Lady of how much it was an honor to have to paint her image, and he hoped that he was doing a good job. Suddenly, this nun appears out of nowhere and tells him that he's doing an amazing job. Suddenly, she vanishes. Now, this vision baffled Mr. Norton, and he wondered for quite some time who this very nun was. So he did a bit of research and he managed to find out who her true identity was. This nun was none other than Sister Arnella Zervas, who not too many know about. So the big question, who was Sister Arnella Zervas? Sister Arnella Zervas was born in Moorhead, Minnesota, the United States, on April 7, 1900. The teachings of her Catholic faith, which she received from her parents, formed in her a tender heart and loving trust in God. She was very devout in her daily prayers and was ever ready to serve others. At school, her behavior and diligence were exemplary. During her early years, Anna displayed talent and had a great love for music. When the day of her first Holy Communion approached, she took great pains in preparing her soul for it. The day of her first communion was a day full of joy for her, one of intense interior happiness. Anna attended the Sacred Heart Academy in Fargo, North Dakota. During this time, she would walk a mile from her home just to be able to attend Mass at the Cathedral of Fargo. And throughout her life, she developed a special relationship with her Eucharistic Lord. It was at the age of 15 that Anna expressed her desire to consecrate herself to God by entering religious life. And so, with the consent of her spiritual director and parents, she entered the convent of the Benedictine Sisters at St. Joseph in Minnesota in August of 1915. As an aspirant in the convent, she entered wholeheartedly into the spirit of her vocation. While there, she wrote letters to her parents which reflected the happiness that was hers in the convent. In a letter, she thanked them for allowing her to follow her calling, adding that if many young people in the world would know about the happiness of religious life, they would hasten to seek admission to the cloister. But while in the convent, God had many plans for this suffering soul. In spite of her happiness, she began to be harassed by homesickness, but through prayer, she managed to find her strength. But during this time, another suffering made its appearance. She began to feel a burning pain in her stomach, and this pain was to remain with her for the rest of her life. On June 17, 1918, Anna received the Benedictine habit together with the name Sister Mary Arnella. A year later, Sister Arnella was appointed as music teacher and organist of St. Mary's Parish in Bismarck, training the choir in the liturgical chant of the church. It was during this time that new temptations began to bother her, temptations to abandon her vocation, and as the time for her profession approached, these temptations became stronger. In July of 1922, Sister Arnella pronounced her perpetual vows. From the day, all doubts concerning her vocation had completely vanished. She now belonged completely to God. Her joy was intense. She wrote, "My next great feast will be when I leave this world." And so it was. A year after her solemn profession, a peculiar skin disease attacked her body. Terrible itching bothered her day and night, and no remedy seemed to help. But despite her illness, she continued to work as music teacher and organist, although it required almost superhuman efforts. Her face became so disfigured and contracted that her own parents failed to recognize her. With all these sufferings, Sister Arnella never complained and resigned herself completely to God's holy will. She bore all her pains cheerfully, that no soul who saw her would have thought that her body was overwhelmed with grief. She said, "Oh Jesus, send me more pain, but give me the strength to bear it." Boils began to form on her head, face, and hands, and they would often bleed. All efforts to try and alleviate the pain only seemed to increase them, and even the doctors deemed her ailment incurable. The pains became more intense, but the patient's cheerfulness remained the same. When she was told that God would bless her for suffering heroically, she said, It is a blessing that I can suffer this. I could not do it if God did not give me the strength. I am happy now in spite of my intense pain. Those who came to visit her were often moved to compassion at the sight they beheld. It was only evident that a superhuman strength could have enabled such a sweet little soul to endure so much suffering. There was once when things seemed to be getting a lot better for Sister Anella, but when she saw this happening, she prayed that God would not take this suffering away from her, but that He would send her more suffering. And so her sufferings increased even more this time. Her scalp had formed so much pus that it loosened and could be lifted up. Her skin peeled off in strips. Light greenish fluid oozed from the pores. The slightest move of body or limbs proved extremely painful to her. The fever, varying between 100 and 103 degrees, never left her. Her hearing was tormented by certain sounds that would re-echo in her ears and cause great annoyance. Sister Anella's mother had remained by her bedside throughout her great suffering. Whenever it seemed that her mother might feel discouraged over the hopeless outlook into the future, Sister Anella consoled and comforted her by saying, "Oh Mother, you have done all you possibly could for me. There is no cure. It's God's holy will for me." Sister Anella loved the virtue of humility. If it were possible, she would hide her bodily pains and mental anguish. When people showed admiration towards the strength to which she showed while battling her illness, she would say, "Do not speak of that. I am only a heap of rottenness." When Sister Anella died in the wee hours of August 14, 1926, she was barely recognizable, but she fulfilled a wish of having wanted to celebrate the feast of the Assumption with Our Lady in Heaven, as her death had fallen on the vigil of the Assumption. The odor of rotten flesh which had accompanied her during her life seemed to have vanished and was replaced with a sweet fragrance. Her body was carried down from her bedroom by her mother, and she was buried in the monastic cemetery at the College of Saint Benedict. Sister Anella died when she was 24 years old, but her saintly example was, and still is, an inspiration to the local community. Servant of God, Sister Anella Zervas, pray for us.